contact Detective Fox with, it is 7:36. All right, Russ, tell me how this whole thing went down. How'd you get the call?
His call came through the normal channels over our NBC, our computer. And so we just went to the call, followed.
How'd the call come out? What did it come out as?
A possible gunshot.
Okay.
And clear to enter. So, which usually means police is already on scene.
Yeah.
And so, then we got in the ambulance and went code 3 to the call. Took us a couple minutes to get there. And we followed. There was a squad there. The chief was there already. And, of course, the police department or sheriffs were there on scene. By that time, there was already, yellow tape across the road. So they put that down so we could get through, get our ambulance through. We did that. And I was the driver. So I got in the back. My job usually is to get the gurney. So I get in the back, get the gurney, and rolled it up to the scene.
Okay, and what did you see when you got there?
The only thing I saw really was the male patient lying on the ground with blood around his head. And then we began to do our thing.
Was he secured at all?
I believe an officer was trying to handcuff him, or maybe he was unhandcuffing him at the time. Probably.
Okay.
That was more like
the case. Was he coherent?
The patient?
Yeah.
No, he was unconscious, not responding at all.
Okay. All right. What did you see in the surrounding area?
Surrounding area, just as we were pulling up the gurney, some bystanders, some people crying. Didn't really notice who it was, a woman crying. And then on scene, or near the victim, there was a fence on the other side of the patient, and then some lady was walking in that area too, and one of the officers was telling her to move away and go talk to the officer in the front of the area. And she was kind of crying too, but that was about it.
And you were just helping tend to the patient?
Attend to the patient, right. Everybody doing different things,
And was fire, let's see, the chief was there.
The chief was there, right.
And the engine wasn't there yet?
The engine, yes. By the time the ambulance had parked and, the engine was there. There were a lot of EMS personnel on scene, and the chief had some of them stay back because there were so many and he wanted to protect the crime scene. So he only actually asked for maybe 4 or 5 of us to come through.
Mm-hmm.
So he only let a few of them through. The rest stayed back.
Okay. Is there anything about that scene that comes to mind at all that you thought was maybe odd or unusual?
No, nothing.
Nothing?
Okay. Just a scene with a patient with a possible gunshot wound and on the ground bleeding, unconscious, yeah. So we just did our thing.
Now, whose primary responsibility is it to tend to the patient? Is it the firefighters or is it you guys?
We both have the same responsibility. Whoever gets on scene first attends to the patient. The ambulance crew, though, of course, is responsible for transporting the patient.
Yeah.
The fire department has one paramedic, and the ambulance crew, we have a paramedic, so we both, I guess, have medical authority.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that's how it works.
Okay. So he was absolutely unresponsive, huh?
Right, no response. And then we, of course, at that point, take his vital signs to see if he's alive according to our criteria to determine if we're going to work on him or not. And he met the criteria, so we continued to try to resuscitate him or revive him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how many bystanders do you think there were?
Other than the EMS personnel that were there, like just citizens that were there?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I would say as we walked by the chief's vehicle, I would say maybe 6 bystanders there. in the immediate area,
mm-hmm.
and of course people were further away
on the street.
That I wouldn't count or be able to know. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Not much information. That's yeah.
That's it. Do you happen to know what time the call went out for you guys?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. It's on our computer.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right.